Welcome back. This is an advanced composition lesson for drum and bass in Ableton Live, and we're doing something that a lot of people skip because it feels too simple, but it's honestly one of the fastest ways to get better results. We're writing the theme on piano before production. Not pick a preset and noodle until it sounds cool. Not build a drop first. We're going to create a theme that survives a sound choice. Reese, pads, stabs, vocals, neuro lead, whatever. If it works on a clean piano, it'll survive the production stage. If it only works because you've got distortion, reverb, and a massive stack of layers, it's probably not a theme yet. It's just sound design carrying weak writing. By the end, you'll have a 32-bar piano-led theme sketch at 174 BPM, laid out in real DNB phrasing, an 8-bar hook, an 8-bar variation, an 8-bar B section with darker contrast, and an 8-bar return or lift that sets up a drop. Then we'll stress test it with a guide bass and minimal drums, and finally we'll split the theme into production lanes without losing its identity. Alright, let's build the writing environment. Set Ableton to 174 BPM. You can go 172 to 176, but lock a tempo now so your phrasing decisions are readable. Time signature 4/4. Create a few tracks. First MIDI track, name it Piano Theme. Second MIDI track, pad or harmony, optional for later. Third MIDI track, bass guide, and keep this one mono in your mind from the beginning. Then optionally a drum guide track. This can be audio or MIDI, just something to check your groove against. Now load a piano. Keep it clean. If you're on suite, grab something from piano and keys. If you don't have that, even Ableton Electric can work if you keep it neutral. The point is honesty. No huge reverb, no dreamy delay. We're not producing, we're testing composition. On the piano track, add a small composition glue chain. Think of this as making the piano readable, not impressive. Put EQ8 first. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz. This is important. You don't want the piano's low notes tricking you into writing parts that will later fight your sub and your Reese. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400. Then add glue compressor, gently. 2 to 1 ratio or around 10 milliseconds attack. Release on auto and only 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction. Then utility, and keep width around 80 to 100%. Center-ish. Now you're ready to write. Step 1 is grid feel. Drum and bass themes tend to feel strongest when they lock into 2-bar and 4-bar call and response, with rhythmic tension against the drums. Set your clip loop to 8 bars. This is your theme container. Before you even pick notes, build the rhythm scaffold. And I mean literally, use one note. Put a MIDI clip in. Choose something like C3 or C4. Then tap in the rhythm you want your motif to have. Decide the personality. Do you want it offbeat driven, like a syncopated roller hook? Do you want it downbeat driven, more anthemic? Or do you want a jungle influence triplet or swing feel? Here's the teacher move. Get the rhythm right first, because if the rhythm isn't speaking, the pitches won't save it. And once you have a great rhythm, you can swap pitches all day without losing the groove. Now step 2. Write a motif that survives sound design. A DNB motif should be short, 1 to 2 bars, recognizable, and easy to mutate. Rhythm, contour, and accent pattern matter more than a lot of notes. Pick a key or mode that actually supports the vibe. F minor, G minor, D sharp minor, those are classic, or go modal. Phrygian for that B2 tension, or harmonic minor for that raised 7 byte. Now the constraint that keeps this advanced and disciplined, limit yourself to 3 to 5 pitch classes at first. Not 3 to 5 notes total, but 3 to 5 distinct note names. Then add exactly one color note as the signature. That signature note is your identity. It might be the flat 2 in Phrygian, or the major 7 in harmonic minor, or some other deliberate spice. Use it sparingly so it hits like a moment, not like a random accident. Write a 2-bar motif. Bar 1 is the statement. Bar 2 is the answer, meaning it's clearly related, but slightly changed. Maybe the last note changes. Maybe the rhythm shifts at the end. Maybe you delay one hit. Small changes. You're building something memorable, not showing off. Now step 3. Voicing. Write like a producer, not a pianist. Rolling DNB is crowded in the best way. You've got drums that demand space, a bass that moves, and often mid-range layers that eat low mid for breakfast. If your piano sketch is thick in the wrong area, it'll sound amazing now and collapse later. So here are the voicing rules. Keep your low notes mostly above 100 Hz in the sketch. That means you're not writing real sub here. You're writing harmony and identity. Use shell voicings and open intervals. Fifths, octaves, tenths. That's a third plus an octave. These sound wide and strong without turning into mud. Use cluster tension sparingly and mostly higher up. And try this register role concept like an orchestrator, even though you're still on one piano. Identity register, rough a C4 to A5. This is where motif notes live. Keep it clean. Avoid chord mod here. Support register, around A3 to E4. Only sparse guide tones, like thirds and sevenths. Not full triads all the time. Air register, C6 and above. Occasional punctuation. A single note ping, an octave stab, something that feels like light hitting metal. Not constant. If you apply these roles now, it becomes easy later to split your piano sketch into lead, stabs, pads, atmos, without losing the hook. Now step 4, Bacon DMB phrasing. We're turning the 2-bar motif into an 8-bar section, then an 8-bar variation. For bars 1 to 8, here's a solid template. Bars 1 and 2, motif statement. Bars 3 and 4, repeat it with a micro change. Change the rhythm on the last hit, or swap one pitch, or add a single extra note as a pickup. Bars 5 and 6, lift, that can be a slightly higher register, or a subtle harmonic shift, or one of your signature color notes making its appearance. Bars 7 and 8, cadence that doesn't fully resolve. This matters. If you fully resolve every 4 or 8 bars, the drop feels less hungry. Leave a question mark. Now, a variation. Bars 9 to 16. Pick one variation method, not all of them. Too many tricks at once and it stops sounding like a theme. Here are the most effective ones for DNB. Displace the motif by an 8th note. This is huge. That tiny shift creates push-pull against the drums. Invert the contour, where up becomes down. Sequence it up or down a scale degree. Or do rhythmic augmentation briefly, like doubling note lengths for contrast. The goal is identity plus forward motion. Not new melody every bar. Quick coaching note before we go further. In DNB, right against the snare, not on it. At 174, the snare on beats 2 and 4 is the immovable object. If all your peak notes land exactly on the snare, your theme can feel clumsy, like it's fighting the track. Instead, try to have the important accents happen around the snare. Then occasionally choose to collide with the snare for emphasis. That makes the collision feel intentional and powerful. Easy Ableton check. Throw a quiet rim shot on 2 and 4, or a simple snare, and even add locators where the snares hit. If your motif's biggest notes are constantly on those points, don't rewrite the melody yet. First, shift the whole motif start by a 16th note, keeping the notes the same, and listen again. That tiny move can fix everything. Now step 5, the B section. Darker, not random. Bars 17 to 24 are your contrast, but don't abandon your DNA. The listener should feel like, oh, same tune, different room. Good B section strategies. Keep the motif rhythm and change the harmony underneath. Lean into Phrygian flavor by emphasizing the flat 2 as your signature moment. Introduce a pedal tone. One repeated note that stays while chords move above it. That's instant dread without complexity. Avoid resolving to the tonic. Keep it questioning. In Ableton, the fastest technique is, duplicate your clip, rename it B, then change only a few things. Change the bass guide root notes later. Change one or two motif notes, ideally your color note placement, and maybe change register, drop it down slightly, or push it up for a more anxious feel. Now step 6, add a bass guide line, not your final bass. A guide. Create the bass guide track with operator, plain sign. Set operator oscillator to sign. Envelope, attack 0. Decay around 300 milliseconds, sustain very low or all the way down, release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Make it mono. The whole point is that this behaves like a real bass line will. Now write a guide bass pattern that does three things. It hits roots on strong beats so the harmony is clear. It avoids constantly copying the piano rhythm. And it creates roll, with offbeat or syncopated hits. Here's your reality check. If your piano theme only sounds good when the bass does nothing, it's not production ready. In drum and bass, the bass moves, so the theme has to coexist with motion. Now step 7. Stress test with a drum guide. We're still composing, but we need to validate the groove. Add a basic drum guide. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Add a quiet hat pattern. Either offbeats or light 16ths. Keep it low in volume. This is not production. This is a treadmill test. Does your motif still run when the drums exist? And remember, that breakbeat aware trick. Leave little spaces before the snare in bars 4 and 8, like an 8th note or a quarter note rest right before the snare. Jungle-style edits and DNB fills love that space, and your melody won't fight the most dramatic cuts later. Step 8, humanize, but like DNB, controlled. A common advanced mistake is random humanization everywhere. In DNB, the tightness is part of the aggression, so keep your main motif notes fairly locked. Then nudge support notes slightly early or late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. Tiny. Shape velocity, 2. Accent the identity notes, the ones you'd hum. Make ghost notes 10 to 25 velocity lower, so the groove breathes without turning messy. If you use the groove pool, keep it subtle, 10 to 20%, and don't add a ton of randomness. This is DNB, not lazy funk. Now, before we orchestrate, do a fast proof of translation test. This is where you find out if you actually wrote a theme, or you wrote piano texture. First test, monophonic reduction. Duplicate your piano clip, and delete everything except one note at a time until you have a singable single line. If the hook disappears when you remove chord thickness, the writing isn't carrying its own weight yet. Second test, stab simulation. Take your chord hits and make them very short, like a 16th to an 8th note. If the rhythm doesn't speak as stabs, your motif rhythm is not strong enough. Fix rhythm first, not sound. Now step 9. Convert the piano theme into production lanes without losing it. Duplicate that same MIDI clip to multiple tracks. Name them clearly. Theme stab for chord hits. Theme lead for the top line. Atmos pad for long tones. And a mid-bass motif track, where you copy the motif rhythm, not necessarily all the notes. When you orchestrate, choose one thing to be the spine of the theme. Either the rhythm stays identical, like stabs carrying the exact rhythm, or the pitch contra stays identical, like the lead carries the exact melodic shape, or the accent pattern stays identical, meaning velocity becomes filter envelope movement. But don't change all three at once. If you do, you'll lose the hook and you'll wonder why your drop version feels like a different song. If you want stock Ableton directions, use Waveitable for a clean lead layer. Analog can do warm pads. Saturator helps bring harmonics forward. Auto filter for movement, map to a macro. Echo, super subtle for space without washing the rhythm. This audio version is shortened for playback.